Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Peggy Thompson of Berger Ingelheim. Back with Dr. Thompson in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
One day's beautiful, the next day's cold and windy and wet, and that's just the way the weather is at this time of the season, and it's a challenge for our beef cattle, so says Dr. Peggy Thompson with Berger Ingelheim.
It is, that's very challenging, right, when we've got these weather swings, and just those weather swings in themselves can certainly lend cattle to getting sick. I would say, you know, it's very important for cattle, for producers to consider preconditioning those cattle so that at least when we have these weather swings that their immune systems are up to par in case they run into any of these viral diseases that can cause respiratory disease. If we can get those cattle vaccinated before we actually wean them, then that's actually less stress on that calf, certainly, and they can respond better to those vaccinations and hopefully combat that disease a little faster.
And Dr. Thompson says it's important for cattle producers to understand the role of vaccinations in their overall herd health management plan.
In the cattle industry, vaccinations are a huge tool for our cattle producers. But I think it's important for them to understand that it's just a tool, right? I mean, it's very important to have good nutrition. It's very important in how you manage those cattle and how you manage those yards. If those cattle are, to your point, with these extreme weather conditions, if they're standing in mud up to their bellies, vaccines aren't going to help that, right? But certainly we do know that those cattle can run into these diseases when they leave operations and go to a sale barn or go to a feedlot. So having those vaccinations on board where we can create that immune response before they go to those challenging operations would be the best bet.
And Dr. Thompson says one bovine disease that our cattle producers need to be aware of and pay attention to, whether or not you've got on your operation or not, BVD.
Yes, bovine viral diarrhea virus is one of those diseases that can be really silent, but it can cause you issues. And I would say a lot of the issues we see with BVD are subclinical. And so what that means to a producer is he's really not going to see anything. And BVD can look like any of the other diseases we fight, IBR, BRSV, and some of those. So your typical clinical signs of off feed, depressed, maybe coughing, maybe some discharge, could be BVD, it could be something else. We know that not every producer has BVD on their operation, but the odds of those cattle running into it, like we said, at the next place they go, I would say are extremely high. So it still needs to be on a producer's radar.
And Dr. Thompson says job one for beef cattle producers to make sure that your calves are able to successfully transition during that weaning period.
The biggest stress for cattle is weaning time. Mm-hmm. And all too often, that may be the only time we touch the cattle. Mm-hmm. And if we're touching those cattle, running them through a chute to give them their vaccinations on the day we wean them, that's very stressful. Sure. And stress can affect that immune response. So we may not get the best bang for our buck with vaccines if we do it on the day of weaning. I think it's really important for producers to consider that, and if they have an opportunity to get those cattle vaccinated 3 to 4 weeks prior to that stressful event so that they have time to go back with mom, hang out on pasture, eat grass, respond to that vaccine, create an immune response. That way, when they do get weaned, they can fight off those diseases they're going to run into better.
And oh, by the way, Dr. Thompson is in agreement with those that are saying that 45 days is a bare minimum on weaning when you start talking about these preconditioned calves that go to market. 60 days, a better number.
As a veterinarian, I would say the longer you can wean the cattle, the better. So I'm going to agree with the talk that's out there. Sometimes we see those cattle that have only been weaned for a month or a couple weeks. They just, they they can have more opportunity for sickness because they haven't gotten the stress of weaning out of them. The longer you can feed them, and again, I think that 45-day mark really is kind of the critical mark. The 60 days is good as well because we're really trying to transition them to be ready for that next stage of their life. So getting them used to feed bunks, getting them used to water troughs where they've been typically been out on pasture and not seen that, takes a while for them to get acclimated to that kind of environment. And if we can get them acclimated, we reduce the stress, and then they perform better for us the next place they go.
Talking about being proactive with cattle herd health strategies, Dr. Peggy Thompson, she's a cattle professional services veterinarian for Boehringer Ingelheim. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Scholarship Finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.